Chag Sameach, everyone. Shana Tova. First, I'd like to acknowledge that today's Kiddush is sponsored by Michelle and David Margulies in commemoration of the yahrzeit of Michelle's father, Dr. Sol Seltzer, Asher Zelig ben Yosef, Zichrono Levracha. May his memory be a blessing. Akedat Yitzchak, the binding of Isaac, the story in which Avraham was asked by God to sacrifice his son Yitzchak on an altar, is a major theme on Rosh Hashanah. It's the topic of today's Torah reading, and tradition has it that the Akedah occurred in Rosh Hashanah. Moreover, the sages tell us that we blow the shofar to conjure up the memory of this episode. Because of the strong connection between Akedat Yitzchak and Rosh Hashanah, it's fair to say that the difficulty of comprehending the Akedah reflects how challenging it is to understand the complex holiday of Rosh Hashanah. I think the key to the Akedah's relevance for Rosh Hashanah is found in the Gemara, Masechet Shabbat, Daf Kuf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, which tells of the episode which took place when Rabbi Eliezer was on his deathbed. His students gathered around his bed to seek his advice, and he told them, Shuv yom echad l'fnei mitascha, be sure to do tshuva, return to God the day before you die. His students were puzzled, since of course there is no way to know when you're going to die, but I think he was trying to teach the lesson that you should treat every day like it's your last. And that's the lesson of Akedat Yitzchak, to be mindful about the fragility of our lives. Avraham and Yitzchak had to face the harsh reality of mortality during the episode of the Akedah. As we acquire life experience, we become more painfully aware that death could come to anyone at any moment. Akedat Yitzchak reminds us that we are all living on borrowed time. However, as I often point out, the lesson is not that we should live in fear of death. The Akedah is sending us a positive message that we must value every moment and never take our precious lives for granted. Nonetheless, it's a challenge for most people to consistently maintain this level of intensity. Our natural inclination is to slip back into our habit of focusing on the mundane minutiae of daily life. I think we read about the Akedah on the second day of Rosh Hashanah to rekindle in us the fervor we would feel on our last day, so that we'll treat today as if it's our last day of our lives. Doing this perpetually would drive us crazy. But the second day, the final day of Rosh Hashanah, is a fitting time to contemplate this perspective on life. Because this final day of Rosh Hashanah is the last day we can define ourselves in many ways at least for the coming year. Rabbi Yisrael Meir Lau, former chief rabbi of Israel, is a Holocaust survivor and successor to a rabbinic dynasty that goes back 37 generations. His father was the chief rabbi of Piotrków, the Polish town where he grew up. When he was 5 years old, the Nazis came to round up the townspeople and transport them to the Treblinka death camp. Yisrael's father couldn't hide because he was well known, and he feared that the Nazis would search so assiduously for him they would discover other Jews in hiding. The night before the deportation, he summoned his 16-year-old son Naftali and told him about their family's rabbinical dynasty. He then made his request. I ask two things of you. Guard your little brother Yisrael Meir, and if you survive this ordeal, make sure he becomes a rabbi and continues the chain. Eventually, the two brothers ended up at Buchenwald. One day, the Nazis put Naftali on the train to the death camp. He was sick and malnourished, but he somehow jumped off the train without being spotted and walked back miles to Buchenwald to care for his brother as he had pledged to his father. They both survived the war and emigrated to Israel. After the war, Rabbi Yisrael Lau was able to fulfill his father's wish when he was ordained in 1961, becoming the 38th generation of the Lau rabbinic dynasty. He eventually became the chief rabbi of the State of Israel. His son, Rabbi David Lau, became the 39th generation of the dynasty and currently serves as Israel's chief rabbi. Naftali also survived and devoted his life to the service of Israel. Remarkably, there are hundreds of stories of Holocaust survivors, including my own grandparents, who endured due to these kinds of miracles, individuals who were left for dead, but somehow survived to achieve success in their chosen fields. Whenever I hear stories like Rabbi Lau's, I wonder, how is it possible for the Jewish people to be so resilient? Because of their experience, I think those who survived the Holocaust internalize this concept of your last day. Like Yitzchak after the Akedah, they were living on borrowed time. This characteristic is in our genes, so to speak, because we are descendants of Avram and Yitzchak. We're not celebrating Avram's willingness to sacrifice his son. We're extolling Yitzhak's close encounter with death, which led to his lifelong awareness that every moment is a gift. That is the secret of Rosh Hashanah. Not to live in fear of uncertainty and death, but with passion and resilience and love of life. The biblical story we read today is meant to reignite our passion for life and carry that into Yom Kippur and the new year. As we said last night, this second day is God's way of making a gesture of chesed, kindness, in the midst of din, harsh judgment. He's giving us an extra day to accomplish our goals on Rosh Hashanah, to have in our mind's eye what kind of person we want to be and acquire the potential to be that person in the coming year. Ordinarily, life does not allow for do-overs, but today we have a chance to transform the negativity in our world of din into excitement. It's a day we must seize as if it's our last day, because indeed, it is a day that will never come again, and we should not let this unique opportunity pass us by. Chag Sameach and Shana Tovah.